2023年精编初中英语教学与评估听力部分七。
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力。
1 Listening Comprehension
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Taking notes can keep us focused on our tasks.
Taking notes can keep us focused on our tasks.
2. The 2022 Winter Olympic Games were held in Beijing.
The 2022 Winter Olympic Games were held in Beijing.
3. Ben used the ladder to climb the tree.And tried to save the cat.
Ben used the ladder to climb the tree and try to save the cat.
4. Sound effects are added to make the pictures more exciting.
Sound effects are added to make the pictures more exciting.
5. Many people are learning to order products through their phones.
Many people are learning to order products through their phones.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。6. How much are the tomatoes?
They're 40 cents a pound.
I'll take 2 pounds, please.
Question.How much should the woman pay for the tomatoes?
请再听一遍。How much are the tomatoes?
They're 40 cents a pound.
I'll take 2 pounds, please.
Question. How much should the woman pay for the tomatoes? Seven. This is a new kind of mobile phone. We sold a lot today.
Really?It looks very different from the others in your shop.
This is the latest model from Apple Company.
Question. Where does the dialogue most probably take place? 请再听一遍。
This is a new kind of mobile phone. We sold a lot today.
Really? It looks very different from the others in your shop.
This is the latest model from Apple Company.
Question. Where does the dialogue most probably take place? 8. Who is that man?
Are you kidding? You don't know him. He is our headmaster, Mr. Green.
Question. How does the man feel? 请再听一遍。Who is that man?
Are you kidding? You don't know him.He is our headmaster, Mr. Green.
Question. How does the man feel?
9. Nice glasses. I like the frame. They really fit you.
Thanks. I really like wearing them because they're very light.
Question. Why does the woman like the glasses?
请再听一遍。
Nice glasses. I like the frame. They really fit you.
Thanks. I really like wearing them because they're very light.
Question. Why does the woman like the glasses? 10. Peter has made a poster about the typhoon.
What does it say?
We should stay in our flats. We should take flower pots inside.And close all the windows in our flats.
Question. What is not on the poster? 请再听一遍。
Peter has made a poster about the typhoon.
What does it say?
We should stay in our flats. We should take flower pots inside and close all the windows in our flats.
Question. What is not on the poster?
See, Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Over the past 500 years, many great people have been given degrees by Cambridge University, such as Albert Einstein and Professor Stephen Hawking. However, the university gave its highest honor to a road sweeper, Alan Brigham. The 52-year-old man cleaned the city of Cambridge for 30 years and has become one of its most popular tour guides. It was a lovely surprise when I heard the message, he said.I've spent years sweeping while watching other people get degrees. I've never dreamed that one day that would be me. It's a really great honor, and I can still hardly believe it. Mr. Brigham moved to Cambridge from Yorkshire. He wanted to be a teacher in the city, but when that didn't happen, he became a road sweeper. In order to make some extra money, he decided to show some tourists around the city in his spare time. And now he is also an official guide.
请再听一遍。
Over the past 500 years, many great people have been given degrees by Cambridge University, such as Albert Einstein and Professor Stephen Hawking. However, the university gave its highest honor to a road sweeper, Alan Brigham. The 52-year-old man cleaned the city of Cambridge for 30 years and has become one of its most popular tour guides.It was a lovely surprise when I heard the message, he said. I've spent years sweeping while watching other people get degrees. I've never dreamed that one day that would be me. It's a really great honor, and I can still hardly believe it. Mr. Brigham moved to Cambridge from Yorkshire. He wanted to be a teacher in the city, but when that didn't happen, he became a road sweeper. In order to make some extra money, he decided to show some tourists around the city in his spare time.And now he is also an official guide. 第 Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。I love charity shops, and so do lots of other people in Britain.The charity shop sells everything from clothes to furniture, all at very low prices. You can get things you won't find in the shops anymore. The first charity shop was opened in 1947. Now there are over 7,000 charity shops in the UK. My favorite charity shop in my hometown is the Red Cross shop, where I always find children's books.All 10 or 20 pence each. Most of the people working in the charity shops are volunteers, although there is often a manager who gets paid. Over 90% of the things given to the charity shops are from the public. Every morning, you see bags of unwanted items outside the front of shops, although they don't encourage this, rather ask people to bring things in when the shop is open.Charity shops raise more than £110 million a year, doing medical research, supporting sick and poor children, homeless and disabled people, and so on. What better place to spend your money? You get something special for a very good price and a good moral sense. The money is going to a good cause and not into the pockets of money-making companies, and you are not damaging the planet,but finding a new home for your unwanted things. 请再听一遍。I love charity shops, and so do lots of other people in Britain. The charity shop sells everything from clothes to furniture, all at very low prices. You can get things you won't find in the shops anymore.The first charity shop was opened in 1947. Now there are over 7,000 charity shops in the UK. My favorite charity shop in my hometown is the Red Cross shop, where I always find children's books, all 10 or 20 pence each. Most of the people working in the charity shops are volunteers, although there is often a manager who gets paid. Over 90% of the things given to the charity shops are from the public. Every morning, you see bags of unwanted items outside the front of shops, although they don't encourage this, rather ask people to bring things in when the shop is open. Charity shops raise more than £110 million a year, doing medical research, supporting sick and poor children, homeless and disabled people, and so on. What better place to spend your money? You get something special for a very good price and a good moral sense. The money is going to a good cause and not into the pockets of money-making companies, and you are not damaging the planet, but finding a new home for your unwanted things.